Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the June 29th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
These people don't care about
here.
Their abuse.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. We'll get to the agenda in a minute. First, just the ground rules. The purpose of the council's meetings is the orderly consideration of the public's business. Preservation of decorum is necessary for due consideration of matters before the council. Public is welcome to attend Portland City Council meetings. During the meeting, there will be time-limited opportunities for public comment on various agenda items. Although citizens can sign up for communications, public testimony on a council calendar item must address the matter being considered on that item. When you testify, if you do, please state your name for the record. We don't need your address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that information at the start of your testimony. If you're here representing an organization, I ask that you please disclose that as well. Unless otherwise informed, each community member will have 3 minutes to speak in front of the council. At 2.5 minutes, you'll hear a beep and a light will flash on the box before you. At 3 minutes, you'll hear 4 beeps and the lights will flash. At that time, it's time for you to let the next person speak. I ask that you respect the time limits so that there's time to hear from each person who's here to speak to the council today. Because we have a very busy agenda today, we will only allow testimony for 1 minute on items that don't have sign-up sheets. If you have handouts, please give those to the council clerk, and she'll distribute them to the council members. Please testify only on the matter at hand. Oregon law allows the public the opportunity to attend the council meetings. The council's rules direct the presiding officer to preserve order and allow the public the opportunity to offer testimony specifically addressing current pending matters. To ensure that the council's deliberations proceed efficiently and that all who want to participate get heard, that's why we have these rules. So conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting during other people's presentations or interrupting testimony to the council, will not be allowed. If you want to show your support or opposition to someone else's point of view, feel free to give them a thumbs up or some other polite hand gesture. And if you disagree with them, a polite hand gesture to the contrary is fine. But again, no vocal demonstrations or interruptions, please. This is a warning that anyone disrupting this proceeding may be escorted from the City Council and excluded from City Hall. Lastly, if we need to, and I think we will today because we have a very full agenda, the council will be taking a half-hour break somewhere in the neighborhood of 12:30, depending on council schedule, and I'll announce where we're going to take that break as we proceed through the agenda. Again, this is the last meeting of the fiscal year, so there's a lot in front of us. Bear with us. We will get through it all. I'm not quite sure when. So, before we start public communications, we have a pre-gavel recognition for the people that worked very hard on Portland's Smart City Challenge. And I want to call up Leah Treat and Maurice Henderson and turn this over to Commissioner Novick because we're very proud of PBOT and our team that worked on this application. I have a modest little plaque that the United States Department of Commerce sent, but before that, Commissioner Novick.
We are very proud of our effort. And actually, I have to say that I'm proud of the fact that I'm reliably informed that Columbus did not beat us out by nearly as much as Ohio State beat the Ducks out in the championship game the other year. It was a much closer contest.
I have to say that.
Again, there's a lot of people to thank for how far we came and are going to go. It was a team effort involving numerous city bureaus and also regional government, education, and nonprofit partners. When Secretary Fox visited last month, I think he left quite impressed with the coalition that was around the table for that meeting. And I was pretty darn impressed, too. In addition to thanking our consultants at CH2M Hill, our partners at TriMet and PSU, I want to specifically thank the following individuals for their efforts as part of this project. Leah Treat, Maurice Henderson, Kyle Chizik, Elizabeth Edwards, Ingrid Fish, Jeff Allen, Nils Tilstrom, Timur Ender, Irene Schwafferman, John Brady, Anna Schaefer, Dylan Rivera, Angel James, Margie Bradway, Sierra Springfield. We believe this process has strategically set us up for success in future funding opportunities and has identified ways for the city to further leverage technology as it relates to transportation investments. And now, for further elucidation, I'll turn it over to Leah and Maurice.
Thank you, commissioners and mayor, for the recognition today. It really means a lot. And, you know, we are sitting up here accepting the recognition of truly the work of our staff and our partners is just as important, if not more. You know, we were in the top five, even though it went to seven, different cities. We know we were in the top five, and we heard from USDOT that in the end we were in the top three, and we were Vulcan's number one choice. Regrettably, they decided to invest in Ohio as well. We were hoping that we might get the $10 million from Vulcan. But I have zero regrets and only praise for the work that we did, and I'm really excited about what these partnerships and ideas mean for us moving forward, because we had great ideas, great partnerships. We're going to continue to work with our private sector partners and our sister bureaus to continue to push forward some of the work that was identified in our grant proposal. And we are also going to continue to seek funding sources to get funding for the ideas that we had. And USDOT is pushing really hard to get the private sector to continue to invest in the top finalist cities. So I do believe that we're going to get some great consolation prizes out of this. Nothing to the tune of $50 million, but I think the consolation prizes will definitely be worth it. From my perspective, one of the things that has been most rewarding outside of getting better relationships with our partners and strengthening those conversations, it's the first time in the 3 years that I have been here that we actually saw Portland and the region come together and talk about really big transportation ideas, and I thought that was really rewarding and good for us to start thinking about what are the possibilities and what can be and what we want our future to look like. So, again, thank you so much for supporting us, and Mayor Hales, thank you so much for the pitches that you made, the travel that you made, and the support that you gave us, and the same to you, Commissioner Nova, because we couldn't have done it without your leadership. So thank you very much.
I'll be very brief and echo everything that Leah just said about the partnerships that have been developed through this process. As a person who's only been in Portland for a year, I was really touched by the equity concerns that were considered in our proposal and the communities that have been engaged in a real way throughout this process that are, as Leah mentioned, while it's a, quote, consolation prize, I think it's really going to move the needle forward on how we look at transportation and livability in this city in support of the comp plan and other things. The team that was mentioned in Commissioner Novick's opening remarks just did an outstanding job over the last 7 months to put together the most comprehensive and thoughtful proposal, I thought, in the country. And I also want to thank the other five cities that we had partnered with that gave faith to Portland's vision, Richmond, Virginia, New Orleans, Louisiana, Detroit, Michigan, Los Angeles, and Seattle. All of them made a conscious decision to choose Portland's vision for a transportation future. And that's something that's, you know, no small measure, a compliment to what Portland has been and what it will be in the coming future. And thank you again, Mr. Mayor and Commissioner, and all the commissioners for your support throughout this process. It means a great deal to us.
Well, let's suspend the rules and hear it for the Portland Office of Transportation. Interruptions, that the next interruption will recess and you'll be excluded. So again, I want to thank, I said at the next interruption, Mr. Davis, please don't. So I want to say I did have a chance to talk to Mayor Landrieu and Mayor Garcetti, and they both really appreciated the partnership. And I also had a chance to talk to some USDOT staff who said clearly that they believe that the ideas we brought up deserve consideration. So I think your prediction that maybe not specifically a consolation prize, but for USDOT to find ways to support the good ideas that you put together, I think that's going to happen. So, Steve, again, you and your bureau did great work, and I think great things will come from it. So well done. Thank you.
And, Mayor, I heard so much praise for your presentation in D.C. You were on fire, they said.
Well, it was fun. It was fun, and I think it Portland put Portland in a good position. So thank you. All right. Let's move.